Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Really pleased to be joined by Ellen Magnus now, president and CEO of Family Gateway. They do incredible work here in North Texas when it comes to families experiencing homelessness. And I really appreciate your time, Ellen. Thank you so much.
I'm excited to be with you today.
Well, I know it is a big day, a big announcement coming in favor of Family Gateway here as it comes to North Texas. But this is part of a broader mission by the Bezos Day One Families Fund. What are you guys announcing today?
So we are announcing that we've received $2.5 million from the Bezos Day One Families Fund. And it's actually our second gift from this wonderful group. So we're absolutely over the moon excited.
Oh, that is incredible. And it just so happens, like I was telling you off the air, that I've been researching a lot of what you guys do lately. And the work is broad, but the need is really, really big in North Texas right now. Tell us about the need right now and what you guys offer.
So we serve Dallas County and Collin County families who are about to be homeless or who are already homeless. And we have been around for almost 40 years. We were founded by Mayor Annette Strauss. We have seen a tremendous increase in the number of families falling into homelessness and having a crisis. When you compare pre-pandemic and post-pandemic, so if we look at 2019 versus 2023, we have far more families sleeping in their cars, far more families sleeping in hotels, many, many more families than we've ever seen before being evicted. You know, all of these issues contribute to a family destabilizing and not being able to find their way. And so we try to catch families as they are in that period right before they're going to be sleeping in their car if we can get them, or once they're already out unsheltered or living in their car or checking out of a hotel with no other funds. We're trying to catch them at that critical point and figure out what is it that you need as a family to stabilize. And it is not always shelter, which has been a really eye-opening revelation for us. We have invested heavily in a practice called diversion, and that is where most of this money will go. And diversion is, at that point of crisis, what are the alternatives to shelter that we could offer that family so that they don't have to come into shelter? And there's a wide variety of examples of that.
It's not always, money that these families need. It's guidance as well.
Right.
Tell us about how you guys come alongside and help families with, you know, decision-making and maybe even reforming habits.
You know, it's a really insightful thing that you just said, because when we are operating from a place of trauma, trauma and crisis. And so think of your own experience where you've been destabilized in some way, very angry, very upset, something bad has happened in your life. You are not operating from your executive function, the front part of your brain, right? You're operating from that sort of reactive animal part of your brain. And when that is triggered, it's very hard to think clearly. And so often what we find when we sit a family down, let's just take an example of a family sleeping in their car, and then they call us, we get them in, we sit them down with an assessment and diversion specialist, and we ask them questions. So where were you before you were sleeping in the car? What happened? And they might tell a story of me and my kids, we were sleeping at my mom's house. She was angry at me because I wasn't looking for work and the kids were eating all the food. And she finally got sick of us, had enough of us, and she put us out. And so to us, that is opportunity. So we see in that they have family, they had a place to stay, but something caused a conflict. And so we would call that person, we would call that mother, grandmother, and say, your daughter and her four kids are sleeping in the car. If we agreed to work with her to find a job, if we agreed to work with her on a longer-term housing solution, if we got you some food support to help with the food that your grandkids are consuming in your house, would you take them back in while we work with them? And that is almost always a yes. So that's a family that doesn't need shelter. They have a support system. They've just had a break in it that we try to repair.
That's a great example. Like you said, it's been a rough time, more need than ever. What does Family Gateway and maybe the resources as a whole in North Texas that work together to help those experiencing these crises, what do you attribute that to right now?
We attribute the increase in need to a number of factors. So if you think about the cost of rent in our community has gone up something like 30% over the last few years. And wages have not kept pace with the higher prices. So there's lots of data to look at to see that housing prices have escalated while wages have become flat. And that's particularly true and problematic for those who have lower income. So we're losing our housing stock in our community in North Texas. We have all of this wonderful booming economy with businesses moving in. And that means that there are people who are coming in and buying up real estate and leaving fewer options for those who are making lower incomes. So we're supposed to contribute 30% of our gross income towards our housing. So in this lower income population, they are spending 40, 50, 60% of their income towards their rent. And that leaves almost nothing left for any kind of emergency. And so that is definitely one factor that we're seeing.
The Bezos Day One Families Fund, just incredible gifts. We're talking about $110 million in grants to 40 organizations just this year. But I'm sure what they'd love to see is others, especially at this time of year, toward the end of the year, it's certainly a giving time, see others step up and make contributions as well. How can someone do that for Family Gateway?
Absolutely. We have so many ways to get involved. For those who are local to us, we have ways to get involved, especially around the holidays, to volunteer time and to donate toys for our holiday store or to give online for an end-of-year gift at familygateway.org. And you are absolutely right. This money from the Bezos Day One Fund is unbelievably precious to us. And it has come at a time when we have been starting to get anxious about how to keep pace with the demand. And so we need everybody in the community to pitch in and help us pull these families up and give them a chance to make their way forward.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.